While salmon quietly made their way upstream to spawn at Goldstream Provincial Park, kilometers away in downtown Victoria, protesters raised their voices about a looming threat to their future. Gathered on the lawn of the legislature October 22, First Nation leaders, community members and environmental allies called on the province to halt plans to widen 1.7 kilometers of the Trans-Canada Highway near Goldstream River, SELEKTEL. A project, they say, offers no new transportation benefits, as the highway would remain one lane in each direction. Because really it's not an expansion, it's destruction, said an emotional WSANEC elder Carl Olson to the roughly 400-strong crowd. If the project proceeds, Olson believes it will cause irreversible harm to the river's salmon spawning grounds and lasting damage to the surrounding ecosystem. First announced in 2018, the Goldstream Median Barrier Widening Project proposes widening 1.7 kilometers of the highway near the provincial park, plus the installation of over 1.5 kilometers of a median barrier. The province says it will improve the safety and reliability of the Malahat Corridor. Rather than steamrolling through that place, why don't you drive through with just a little reverence, said former MLA and SART-LIP lead negotiator Adam Olson. Why not move part of what needs to be moved on a train, move more people by bus? For nearly 3 years, Olson has been a familiar face for Malahat drivers. Every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon, whatever the weather, he has stood beside Finlayson Arm Road holding placards to raise awareness of the province's plan. It started small, he told the legislature crowd, just him and two others, but has since grown in momentum, with about 70 people joining a recent Tuesday protest. Olson also receives hundreds of letters from Greater Victoria students who have visited the park. Kill the stream, you kill the salmon, then you kill the orca, he said, reading a letter from a North Saanich student. So he understands that part of it more than a lot of people do, Olson added, gesturing toward the legislature behind him. The protest at the legislature was organized with support from the Wilderness Committee and a grassroots group of activists known as the Goldstream Protectors. Among the hundreds who showed up in support were Victoria couple Anne and Gary Relier, retired opera singers turned activists who have previously joined other environmental protests. They're going to destroy a salmon stream just to put a median barrier down and speed up the traffic and take down 700 plus trees. Some of them are old growth, it's obscene, they said. Friends Jennifer Dyke and Janty Jones, who live top of the Malahat, agree that the province's plans are ridiculous. Once they cut down the trees, the water will be too warm for the fish, said Jones. Last year, the province earmarked $162 million for the plan in its February 2024 budget. But because of the area's complexity and environmental sensitivities, the province says a detailed timeline or project cost is not yet available. The sensitivity of widening the highway to accommodate this median barrier through a provincial park, a pristine watershed, is not lost on us, said Minister of Transportation and Transit Mike Farnworth in an emailed statement. He added that the ministry is continuing to consult with local First Nations and stakeholders on the project to address environmental and cultural concerns. Wrapping up his speech at the legislature, Olson urged the crowd to keep fighting for the river. When you love a place, you learn how to care for it, he said. And if you care for it, then you learn how to love it. Be a voice for what can't be a voice for themselves. Save the stream, save the salmon. WSANEC elder Carl Olson speaks to the hundreds gathered at the legislature to protest plans to expand the Malahat corridor of the Trans-Canada Highway. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Friends Jennifer Dyke and Janty Jones, wearing fish masks, listen to the speakers at the Goldstream River protest at the legislature. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Victoria residents Anne and Gary Relier joined hundreds at the legislature to protest plans to expand the Malahat corridor of the Trans-Canada Highway. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Hundreds gathered on the lawn of the legislature to demand an immediate halt to the province's Malahat Highway expansion project, which they say threatens Goldstream River. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. MLA for Saanich North and the Islands Rob Botterell listens to the speakers at the Goldstream River protest at the legislature October 22. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Hundreds gathered on the lawn of the legislature to demand an immediate halt to the province's Malahat Highway expansion project, which they say threatens Goldstream River. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Hundreds gathered on the lawn of the legislature to demand an immediate halt to the province's Malahat Highway expansion project, which they say threatens Goldstream River. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Former MLA Adam Olson speaks to the hundreds gathered at the legislature to protest plans to expand the Malahat corridor of the Trans-Canada Highway. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Indigenous drummers perform at the Goldstream River protest October 22, on the lawn of the legislature. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette. Sayout Hereditary Chief Eric Pelkey speaks to the hundreds gathered at the legislature to protest plans to expand the Malahat corridor of the Trans-Canada Highway. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream Gazette.